You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell. Today we're talking about something a lot of people in the vegan community are feeling right now. What happens when a beloved vegan brand gets acquired? We've seen it with restaurants, packaged foods, and lifestyle companies. But this time, we're talking about one of the biggest names in our movement, Happy Cow. When major companies step in with big checks, the mission that built these brands can sometimes shift. So let's explore what happens when purpose meets profit and how founders can stay rooted in their values in a world that is hungry for acquisitions. Every vegan brand begins with a mission: compassion, sustainability, community. These founders create something with heart, and when it becomes successful, investors inevitably want a piece of it. Sometimes that leads to growth. Other times, it leads to what I call a hostile vegan takeover. Not hostile in the legal sense, but hostile to the mission that made the brand meaningful in the first place. And right now, all eyes are on Happy Cow. Happy Cow has been the backbone of vegan travel and dining for more than 20 years. It has been the Yelp of the vegan sphere long before vegan Yelp was even an idea. Millions of us rely on it when we travel, plan date nights, or explore new cities. So when news broke that Happy Cow had been acquired, that reaction was immediate and intense. The company confirmed layoffs, and they also confirmed that new ownership is stepping in. What they did not clearly explain is what this means for the future of the platform. For the first time, Happy Cow is no longer an independent community-driven directory. It is now part of a larger entity with goals that have not yet been made public. People are wondering who now controls the listings, the vegan validation process, the advertising standards, and the overall direction of the world's biggest vegan restaurant database. The uncertainty has shaken the community because Happy Cow has been a cultural pillar. It helped us find foods in cities that otherwise had no vegan visibility. And now the question everyone is asking is simple: what happens next? The lesson is clear. When a platform holds this much influence, the ownership behind it matters as much as the data inside it. A mission can shift quietly the moment signature hits the page. Now let's revisit a story that inspired many founders but also served as a warning: Miyoko's Creamery. Miyoko Shiner raised more than $45,000 from the community in an attempt to win her bid to buy back her company. She crushed that goal thanks to strong community support, but in the end, she still lost the bid. It was a heartbreaking outcome for someone who pioneered the plant-based cheese revolution. Since her exit in 2023, consumers have noticed changes in quality, packaging, and transparency. Manufacturing shifted, vegan certification messaging left people confused, and the brand simply did not feel the same to many loyal customers. This is what happens when a founder loses control. The product may live on, but the soul that created it can disappear. The lesson? Protect your voting rights. Protect your recipes. Protect the mission behind your work. Once you lose majority control, your relationship to your own brand can change overnight. Another example is the Vegetarian Butcher, once a beloved European plant-based meat brand. Then it was brought out by Unilever. Later, it was acquired by JBS, one of the largest meat companies in the world. The vegan brand meant to reduce meat consumption became part of a corporation whose profit depends on the opposite. The irony still hits hard today. The lesson: it's not about the marketing. It's about who benefits financially. Follow Your Heart offers a more balanced story. After being acquired by Danone, the brand kept much of its identity. Veganaise still tastes like Veganaise. The team still communicates with the community, but the long-term impact remains unknown. Once a brand sits inside a dairy-heavy portfolio, questions naturally arise. The lesson: selling is not always selling out, but it requires legal guardrails to preserve the founding mission. Now let's talk about a comeback. Slutty Vegan. Pinky Cole temporarily lost full control during a major restructuring, but instead of walking away, she fought to regain ownership. She rebuilt operations, restructured franchising, and returned stronger and more focused. The lesson?
A founder who stays connected to their purpose can always reclaim the narrative. Deliciously Ella is another win. When the brand joined the Hero Group, the founders stayed in leadership roles. Hero committed publicly to preserving the plant-based mission. Transparency and alignment made all the difference. The lesson? When values are aligned, acquisition can amplify the impact instead of watering it down. Now to Miami. Love Life Cafe is one of our favorite local success stories. Veronica Menon and Diego Tassoni grew from a cozy Wynwood cafe to a more expansive location through a deal with former Whole Foods CEO John Mackey. When economic shifts changed the direction of the investment group, they made a bold decision. They reclaimed full ownership and returned to their original space. Community driven, mission first. The lesson? Purpose is the foundation. Everything else can change, but mission stays with the people who built it. Here are the key lessons from all of these stories. 1. Protect your mission in writing. Safeguard ingredients, sourcing, certification, and creative control. 2. Stay visible. The community trusts your face, not your investors. 3. Choose aligned buyers. A big check cannot replace shared values. 4. Keep your community close. They will support your missteps if you stay transparent. And 5. Know your value. Money builds scale, but founders build soul. The vegan movement has always been about integrity. As the market grows, more companies will face the moment of truth. Should they stay independent or sell? There is no one right answer, but authenticity is something you can never buy back once it's gone. Thank you for tuning in to the Vegans Explore. Visit vegansexplore.com for more stories like this. If you found value in today's conversation, share it with another founder who might be walking a similar path. Until next time, keep building with compassion and clarity.